Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Thursday. We're now on the backside of the week, getting you ready for the weekend. Oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait. Hey, I put it out there yesterday. Really do. I want to ask you, if you're a Packers fan or you know some Packers fans that are going to San Francisco, need your help. So I'm going to talk about that coming up here momentarily. And this weekend, boy, I tell you what, I've been doing a show after show after show after show nationally talking about this game. Everybody's got an interest in the Green Bay Packers, obviously. And the one thing that continually gets asked is, what does that first meeting between these two teams mean? And there's a perception because of the outcome. If you strictly look at the statistics and if you look at the outcome, the final score, you say to yourself, man, they beat the hell out of the Packers this first time, and how are they going to overcome this? And the one thing that I've been preaching this week, I did it yesterday. I did some CBS Sports stuff last night. I was doing some stuff out on the West Coast last night. I did some stuff on the East Coast this morning. I was doing a New York station as well. And one of the narratives is that people forget that the Packers were hanging in there for 2.5 quarters. It wasn't like it was a blowout from the very beginning, and they kind of created their own mistakes. I mean, they started off very poorly with Aaron Rodgers fumbling the football, and then San Francisco takes it in from a couple of yards out, and all of a sudden they're up 7-0 before you even blink your eye. And you think, well, that's you can overcome that. But the Packers really never did because they never got their offense going. I just think that this time it's going to be different. Now, do I think it's going to be a 27-24 game? Quite possibly. Something like that. It might be the first team to 24 wins a game. I think both teams have enough defense to sustain. I think the San Francisco 49ers defense is better, but they're also going up against a better quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know Garoppolo will give you a couple. He has not been the steadiest, but he has certainly played better than I think a lot of people have expected this season. And that first game, that first postseason game against Minnesota, he didn't show any signs of being, smaller than the moment. He was right there with it. And one of the things you have to remember is he backed up Tom Brady for quite some time. He has seen the postseason. He knows what it's like to go through a locker room that's destined for a championship. So Garoppolo, for all that is being said, does he look across the field if Aaron Rodgers gets up early and feels that he has to go toe-to-toe with him? I think maybe some of that calm from Tom Brady, from some of the remembrances, can seep into his conscience. But it's late in a ball game when things become dire that you may see him make mistakes. So we'll see. But, everybody just feels like the Packers are just going to get blown out of this game. Just that's it. They're going to get blown out of this game. The front seven that only really rushes four for most of the time, that front four more so than anything of San Francisco 49ers, is just going to eat up Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is now being called afraid and a coward when it comes to being hit. Poor mechanics, throwing off of his back foot constantly. He doesn't like to be chased out of the pocket anymore. Old. I mean, all the adjectives that an aging quarterback doesn't want attached to him are now being attached to him by many of the outsiders looking in. So I think it's going to be a fascinating game. But what do you think? What concerns you, scares you the most? Okay? when it comes to this matchup? And what do you feel, take it to the opposite side, what do you feel most confident about? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. What do you feel most confident about, and what scares you the most, quite frankly? You know? What does? 855-830-8648. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe Zinzola is across the way, and we've got Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass, the whole staff and management, and everybody's here today. And just can't wait. I just can't wait for the weekend. Can't wait for all to get here. No college football, no big buildup, no Saturday, nothing like that. You got college hoops going on. So Sunday is standalone day for the Green Bay Packers and also for the San Francisco 49ers. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals Talk Line, Admirals 50 Talk Line. You can find us there. You can find me on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. You can find me over there at Radio Joe Sports on Twitter as well. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Just make sure you look for the blue check mark. You can find me under The Real Bill Michaels over on Instagram, Bill Michaels on YouTube, Bill Michaels Sports is the website, and radio.com app is the app that you can take us anywhere and everywhere that you would like to go. Not to mention, if you favorite us, if you like us, if you enjoy us, then please go ahead and put that star next to us so that whenever anything begins to break, we will then go ahead and alert you, and you can tune right in and click on it, and you're going to be good to go. It'll take you right to us. Not to mention the postgame show as well, the Green Gold postgame show coming up this weekend. 855-830-8648. Magic Mac writes in the Wendy's email inbox, what scares me the most is Bosa hurting Aaron Rodgers. Without Rodgers, we don't stand a chance. I think Bosa is going to come in and be a man on a mission. They hit Kirk Cousins often last week. They beat him up. And it's not to say that they don't want to do the same to the Packers, but the Packers have a better offensive line. They just do. And Brian Bulaga is back at practice. That's good news. I think, offensively speaking, okay, I think they're going to be good. I'm not overwhelmingly concerned about the offensive line and Aaron Rodgers getting beat up. What we saw last time with Brian Bulaga and David Bakhtiari kind of getting their lunch handed to them, okay, is you get guys that now come in and look at it as a monumental task in your mind, so you prepare differently, you prepare harder, you prepare for that type of a skirmish, if you will, and in your mind it becomes more difficult than maybe actually it will be. And we'll see. But again, last time it was communication, too. They were blitzing from everywhere. They were stunting from everywhere. They were bringing it up the gut. They were trying to get past Billy Turner, which, by the way, Billy Turner is going to be our guest for the Lodge Kohler kickoff coming up tomorrow night at Lodge Kohler. So I wanted to make you aware of that. He's also got a line of clothing coming out, I believe, as well. So Billy Turner tomorrow night, the offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, the pickup in the offseason. He is going to be our guest tomorrow night for the Lodge Kohler kickoff. But I just think that a lot of this, legitimately, for what guys inside that locker room were saying, is communication. I believe it. I'm buying into it. And we'll see what happens from here on out. 855-830-8648. Let's get to the phone line. Got to Adam in Milwaukee. Adam, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on? What you thinking?
I'm thinking the Packers 20 to 28, the Packers win by 8. And let me tell you something. There's just been something magical about the Packers this year. They're not supposed to win, but they win. Almost like if God has it planned out for the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs to meet again, a remake of Super Bowl I. What do you think about that?
In the 100th season, a rematch, appreciate the phone call, a rematch of Super Bowl I would be a fairy tale storyline for the NFL. I would not doubt that the NFL, in some chasm of their mind, in their marketing department, is probably right now penciling up all the old style posters that were announcing Super Bowl I, if you remember. Maybe even going back to finding the old program, the cover off the old program of Super Bowl I for their 100th season, and then the anniversary of the Super Bowl, oh, that would be huge. I'm sure they're looking at it. I'm sure that's one of the storylines maybe they're rooting for. We'll see. I don't know what would benefit the NFL the most. Because we know Packers Nation is huge. Regardless of the size of the city, viewership is always big for Green Bay. It's always big for stars. So I'm sure they're probably hoping for Rodgers and Mahomes as the two premier teams in this contest. I think what they're hoping not would be Garoppolo and Tannehill. I think they're probably holding their breath that it doesn't end up. No, look, nothing against Tennessee fans. I'm sorry, but you're just talking about the grandeur of the spectacle of the sport, of the ratings, of the sales. If you put Mahomes, who, by the way, don't forget, these two guys are repped by the same guy and also in the same commercial, that being a State Farm commercial. But Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers under the same umbrella when it comes to their representation, their promo team, so to speak. Can you imagine the State Farm commercials for that? Think about that. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. When we come back, we'll get back to it. Jimmy, Eric, KJ, and the cast of thousands all on hold. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You know, that's something we always talked about. Man, we got the right guys. They won't stop working. They don't point fingers. And when you go 4-12, every place usually does do that. And so it said a lot about our guys, but we stuck with it. We brought in a few guys who thought the same way as our other guys and some difference makers with the pass rush and some guys on offense too. And you know, I feel like our team's been this way since the beginning. And when you do that and you win, it only gets stronger.
Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648. Those are the words of Kyle Shanahan on why his team is different and getting them ready for the NFC Championship contest coming up out in Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium. The 49ers are going to be hosting the Packers. 5:40 kick time coming up on Sunday, and we continue to get you ready for it as well. Don't forget tonight, Bill Michaels Huddle back out on the road. We're going to be at the Brass Tap on Layton Avenue in Greenfield. Please come on out. It's the second to last time we get you registered for the big screen TV from ABC Audio Video, by the way. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. Be out there 6 to 8 tonight. Really looking forward to that. And then, don't forget, you've got the Green and Gold postgame show. You got a pregame show coming up on our local station out of Milwaukee on 105.7 FM, The Fan. A pregame show airs on radio.com as well prior to the contest. And then afterwards on these network stations, it is Gary Ellerson and I and everybody. Radio Joe's going to be in Santa Clara. Mike Clemens going to be in Santa Clara. We got it covered top to bottom as we bring you the Green and Gold postgame show brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. And we're going to get your reaction to what takes place on the field and where the Packers are going, whether it's home or whether it's to Miami for Super Bowl 54. We've got you covered top to bottom right here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip, top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATMs. I stopped in today. I'm on my way into the office. I dropped the kids off at school. I'm coming in today. I stopped over at Quick Trip. I had to fill up. And there's a gentleman in there, and he's got two of those Cheese Mountain pizzas. And he said, I didn't try one until you told me to try one. And I said, oh, okay, that's great. You know, I don't know what kind he got, actually, but it's the Kitchen Cravings Cheese Mountain Pizza Sale. It's going on right now. He's got one under each arm. He's like, these things are great. He sounded like Tony the Tiger at like 7 in the morning. Well, good. How are we looking? So there you go. All right. Fired up. So he ends up grabbing his Cheese Mountain pizza, and he was all wound up. So today, by the way, not only is the Cheese Mountain pizzas there, but you got the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, only $2.19 a piece, and that is from our friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget, use your Quick Rewards card. Back to the phone calls. What makes you nervous? What part of this game bothers you the most, or what are you the most confident in? Let's go to Jimmy listening to us in Appleton. Jimmy, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? I think our Packer defense has to stop the San Francisco running attack. I think if we keep San Francisco to a long third down, you know, not a manageable one, but a longer one, like a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, then we stand a chance because then Garoppolo has to beat us. But they got a good running backs there. And I think if we keep them guys to long third down conversions, because they want to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field, because he's a dangerous man. He's a bad, bad man.
Yes, he is. I agree. I mean, they don't want to let him just completely run wild. I understand that. On the other hand, I think that if I'm the Packers, one thing I do want to do is try to, in some way, shape, or form, establish Aaron Jones and or Jamal Williams. I think you might need to use both in this contest, to be perfectly honest with you. I think you need both guys to have some type of a larger role, to be perfectly honest, because if you just simply rely upon Aaron Rodgers, I just don't think – it's not that I don't think Aaron can get it done. I just don't think they have the weaponry to get it done. I think that you would need somewhat of a run game. Even if Aaron Jones touches the ball, say, 18 times in the run game and gets you 60 yards, I still think that's serviceable because you have to pay attention to it. Jamal Williams, a few carries, and then obviously getting Aaron Jones 3 to 5 touches out of the backfield, probably through the air, is a good way to go as well. But you have to involve the running backs in some way, shape, or form. Let's go to Eric listening to us out in Madison on the Zone. Eric, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, Bill, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing extremely well today. What's on your mind?
Well, there's two things that scare me. One, the pass rush of the 49ers, which I'm sure a lot of people realize, but some don't remember. We lost Bulaga very early in that game,
yep,
and San Francisco's pass rush was going against Alex Light.
Yep.
No offense to the young man, but he's not Brian Bulaga. Now we got this Jared, what's his name, Valdir? Is that his name?
Valdir, yeah.
He handled himself very well, especially with the circumstances against Seattle. So I feel a lot better about that. And San Fran's offense going over the middle, because it seems like teams with big tight ends can go over the middle really well against the Packers. And if Mike Pettine figures that out, and I think with Bulaga or Jared at right tackle instead of Alex Light, I think that's going to make a huge difference. Green Bay 24-21 in overtime, and I think we will be playing the Tennessee Titans in the Super Bowl.
All right. Tennessee. Wow, Tennessee. Okay. Appreciate it, man. Going with both the underdogs. Hey, by the way, if you're not going to the game, you're not heading out to Santa Clara, California, great place to catch the game, great for watching any sporting event in a cozy atmosphere, is the Social House, HAUS, on Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. They've got that big acclaimed cheese curd burger. And if you get out there real early on Sunday, go get yourself a cocktail and you get free pancakes. So you can eat your pancakes and then later on get yourself some lunch and stay there for the game that night. You can spend the whole day there. That's the Social House on West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Also, you got a big party coming up this weekend, a viewing party. Get yourself down to the deli at Usinger's. Go to Usinger, Usinger.com, Usinger.com. They've got party boxes, pit samplers, the Northern Comfort, or the Old World Medley. They have something for everybody and every gathering. That is from our friends at Usinger. Back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Mike listening to us down in FLA, down in Florida. Mike, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Bill?
Doing well, man. What's on your mind?
Good. Yeah, so I'm confident that the Smith brothers and Kenny Clark are going to get pressure on Garoppolo. I mean, they've been the most consistent part of this team, in my opinion, this season. Why is it Darius Smith didn't make a Pro Bowl or an All-Pro is beyond me. I mean, the guy had like 13 sacks, and he led the league in QB pressures. So, but what really concerns me is the 49ers have a proven track record this season of shutting down elite running backs. I mean, i.e. Dalvin Cook last week. That's how the Packers are built offensively. They're built off the running game and then into play action. So if you shut down the running game, and I don't think they're going to completely shut down Adams, but he's not going to have 160 yards and 2 touchdowns like he did last week. So I think it really comes down to Jimmy Graham and Alan Lazard. I don't think that Allison or Valdez-Scantling have proven that they're capable of stepping up this season, so it really comes down to Jimmy Graham and Alan Lazard. And, you know, I think if either one of those two guys or both of them have decent games, I think the Packers walk away with a win on Sunday. But if those two struggle, I don't see them getting a victory.
I'm hoping you're wrong. I appreciate the phone call. I'm hoping you're wrong. But I will say that if they If they are good at eliminating some of the positives of the Packers, if they can then stymie Devontae Adams and hold him. Now, the last time Devontae, look, you're right, and the caller prior to you was right. Devontae Adams last time was coming back off of the turf toe. Don't forget you've also got Brian Bulaga, who ended up getting hurt early in that ballgame, and Alex Light looked terrible and just couldn't handle Bosa to save his life. So you have got different things going on here now as far as the health of this team versus then. Even though this has been one of the healthiest teams ever in the last, what, two decades of Green Bay Packer football, this team is different now personnel strength-wise than it was in that last matchup. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Packers are going to win just because guys are healthy, but certainly some of the glaring weaknesses that the Packers had or the holes that they had have been or at least are perceptually filled because of health. 855-830-8640. Coming up here after the bottom of the hour, Ben Fennell, film analyst for ESPN and NFL Network. He is going to be joining us, so we're going to talk with him about the matchup coming up round two of the Packers and the 49ers. Let's go to Tim is in Superior. Tim, how you doing? Been on hold a while. Tim, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Great, Bill. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
What I'm nervous about, can the Packers weather the storm? You know, can they avoid that quick turnover? You know, just come out and play fast and avoid those quick scores and turnovers. But what I'm confident about, I think LaFleur's game plan is going to be dynamite. I think he's going to be ready to go after that last loss. I like the Packers in a close game. I love the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program also brought to you by our friends at Nice Ash down there in downtown Waukesha. If you're going to stop in, catch yourself a great spirit, maybe a cigar, maybe a hookah, relax a little bit, listen to music this weekend, and then catch that big game coming up on Sunday without a doubt down there. West Main Street, downtown Waukesha. Tremendous atmosphere. And as they say, get your ash in here. Ben Fennell, film analyst for ESPN and the NFL Network. Next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
So here's my dilemma, and I promised our good buddy Eric Goodman out there at Mile High Sports that I'd do this for him. So Eric came on, I did some stuff with Eric this past week. I talked with him on his program out in Colorado about the Packers matchup. And Eric is from the area. His father now lives down in Chicago, but his father is a huge Packers fan. Now, as we know in this business, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, to be able to get off work. So Eric, when he found out the Packers were going to be heading out to Santa Clara, California, bought his father an NFC Championship ticket. He also bought his father an airline ticket. The problem is Eric cannot go. He has been assigned some duty this weekend. So he's got his 76-year-old father heading out to Arizona. San Francisco. The problem is, his dad is like my dad, doesn't want to be told what to do, doesn't want to be really helped or anything like that, but you worry about your dad. My dad's 85, going to be 86 here. And my dad was a truck driver. I mean, he prided himself on always knowing where he was and getting around and such, but I don't think I would trust him sending him to a strange city at this point. And certainly when it comes to technology and following, hey, Google, it just isn't happening. My dad's an old school guy reading maps and unfolding them in the car as he drives. So anyway, Eric called me up and he said, hey, can you do me a favor? He said, I'm trying to get my dad to the game and back from San Francisco to Santa Clara and then back again. Is there like a fan tour or something going on out in California that maybe I could call and pay to get my dad on a bus or something like that? He said, but I don't know any Packer fan groups. So I said, you know what? Let me do this. Packers fans are everywhere. And if they're here in the state, they probably know somebody out in that area, or they're going themselves on a tour or something. So I said, let me throw it out there. So let me ask you this. If you're going to the game, you're heading out to San Francisco, and maybe there's a group or a tour or somebody you know out there, I'm trying to make sure that Eric's dad gets from San Francisco down to the game in Santa Clara and back again safely. So that's what I'm trying to do. So if you know of anybody, let us know. Okay, give me a shout here at 855-830-8648 Or you can hit me up and email me, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. You can find me over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. There's no reason you can't figure out one way or another to get a hold of me, and then I'll take it from there. But I just, you know, I get it. This is like his dad's dream to see the Packers make it to a Super Bowl, but he's not going to the Super Bowl. He's going to send him out to California, where the weather is better, obviously, so his dad can see the NFC Championship game. So that's kind of what I've been hinting at the last couple of days, but that's it in a nutshell. Hopefully we get Ben Fennell on the line, the film analyst for ESPN and the NFL Network. He'll be joining us coming up here shortly. Real quick, KJ in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing today, man? What's going on, buddy?
Hello, my brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Bill, everybody's been focusing on the offense and Aaron Rodgers. I kind of look at it the opposite way. I'm going to be focusing on the Packers defense. And I feel like there's going to be a huge play at the beginning of the game, sort of the opposite of what happened to the Packers the first game. It's going to turn around in the Packers' favor this time. It's either going to be a scoop and score or a pick six. The defense is going to contribute to two scores in this game, in my opinion, at the beginning of the game and at the end of the game. And Rodgers and the offense is going to fill in the middle parts, and they're going to come away with a win. But everybody's been focusing. The narrative has all kind of been on the 49ers defense. I think the Packers defense feels like they've been slighted, like they haven't. They've been underappreciated and disrespected, sort of, in this game. And I think they're going to come out and show that, you know, they don't have to take a backseat to anybody. And that's going to be the difference in this game, is going to be the defense of the Green Bay Packers.
I hope.
Have a good one.
I appreciate it, man. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. 855-830-8648. I hope that this Packers defense, I hope the Packers defense show that they are what they've been, regardless of the competition, over the last 5 or 6 weeks. If that's the case, they'll win this game. They'll win this game. I think the Packers defense can do enough to win this game. The offense obviously has to do their part. But the big thing about the offense is you can't have a bunch of three and outs. You got to keep the defense off the field as long as you can. You got to have a couple of sustained drives. You got to put the ball in the end zone. You know, something you haven't been able to do against this team. So, I mean, you know, you're right. We've talked a lot about the offense, but I think rightfully so, because the offense looked so unbelievably inept in their first meeting. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Jack. Jack writes in Wendy's email inbox, Aaron Rodgers has to have the game of his life, and he can't only look at Devontae. Devontae's going to get open. He's going to make his catches. But you got to find Geronimo, and you got to find Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Who knows? Maybe he gets loose down the middle again and doesn't short arm it this time and actually takes it to the house. If they do that and confidence starts to rise, this team can win. And this one comes to us from Greg. Greg writes in the Wendy's email inbox as well. What scares me most is Bosa taking our quarterback out, and also what scares me most is Garoppolo using some of that conjured up Tom Brady mentality to beat us. He didn't seem to blink against Minnesota, but it was Minnesota, and they have a better defense, I feel, than what we have in Green Bay. Your thoughts? They have a different defense. I'm not going to say it's better or worse. They statistically, they were better, yes. The big thing for them was they were able to more contain the middle this year than the Packers were. Their third down percentage was better than what the Packers was. They had statistically better yardage gained against them than what the Packers did. The Packers were right there, though, when it comes to the top 10 overall in points given up. So the Packers lived more by bend but don't break, and the defense of the Vikings, they just took it to task at times. I mean, they just were dominant. Where the Packers at times were dominant, but not nearly as consistently as Minnesota's was. So I think that the Packers defense can withstand a push by San Francisco, but I think this defense will not just win you a championship on its own. The offense has to go hand in hand with it. And that's to be said for even going back to the Trent Dilfer days when they won a Super Bowl, okay? That's, you know, it is what it is. But that defense was dominant. You only needed to put up 9 points and you were going to win a game. This offense has to do more. This offense has to get you to 20 to 25 at least for you to be a legitimate threat at winning the ball game. because I just feel that Kittle alone is probably going to put up 7 or has the ability to put up 14 on you. And they do have a decent run game. This is going to be a game in which if you have a chip on your shoulder and you're Kenny Clark for not being a Pro Bowler, if you have a chip on your shoulder for being Za'Darius Smith, much like we saw the snubbed T-shirt, Preston Smith, a very quiet giant, Blake Martinez without the club on his hand, shooting the gut, that type of thing, seeing Adrian Amos step up. You know, not to say he hasn't, but he's just been quiet. He's just been a very solid, quiet player. But you're looking for big moments from veterans. You know, and Kevin King and Jaire Alexander, I have to say, if the ball hits you in the hands, you got to pull it down. You can't waste opportunities because they're only given to you so many times in a game like this. And every time you get that opportunity, you have to make the most of it. So there's some guys defensively speaking that if they play their game, this team can win. I believe that. 855-830-8648. Dwayne writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, hey, guys, let's see here. He says, hey, guys, I think that the Packers aren't going to win this game, but it will be a tremendous learning experience. It's going to be a shame being this healthy that they don't get there. I just don't think they have the same talent on the field. I think Aaron Rodgers will have to take this one, swallow it with his pride, and come back stronger next year. But why? Just because of the talent? Just because overall, pound for pound, man for man? Player for player, you believe that San Francisco has a better team? Lee writes, it's going to come down to coaching. I think that Shanahan is a better coach right now than Matt LaFleur. That's not to say that LaFleur can't get to that same level or better. It's just that in the first year, he's trying to absorb it all and still trying to get everything together and wrap his arms around the organization. He has done a tremendous job, and I think our future is extremely bright. Chances like this don't come along very often, but I think he's only going to have to get better. I think Shanahan and his staff have more going for them right now in scheme and execution than the Green Bay Packers do. There you go. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. Don't forget about our friends this weekend heading out to Euros West. Big fluffy pancakes, big as your head. They got great omelets, great breakfast, great lunch, great Euros as well. And if you want to get some catering, they do that also. If you're looking for whether it's a sales event like we had here at the station a couple weeks ago, or if you got a wedding or if you got some other reception coming up, don't forget about our friends at Euros West. They got things for everyone. Something for everyone. And by the way, you can go in there and get a beer with your breakfast. That's great. Stop in and see our friends Leo and Steve and everybody at Euros West. Go to Euros West right there on Eastmoreland Boulevard out in Waukesha. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are heading down to Miami. We are looking forward to it. 1 week from tomorrow, or excuse me, yeah, 1 week from tomorrow, heading down to Miami. Getting ready for Radio Row and the broadcast leading up to Super Bowl 54. We can't do it without our great sponsors that help us get there, and that's our friends Brooke and Pat and everybody over at Signature Limo. They are small enough to know your name, big enough to handle your every need. And if you're looking for a great night out, a trip to the airport, a party bus for a whole bachelor or bachelorette party, I mean, whatever it happens to be, just a big group of people going out. Nobody wants to drink and drive. Call my friends over at Signature Limo, or better yet, go to booksignature.com and see what they have to offer. That's booksignature.com. Hey, another great reminder of a place that is right there. It's as Wisconsin gets, and that's Sloppy Joe's. Go to gosloppyjoes.com if you're looking for a place to go get a breakfast this weekend, or heading out for some entertainment this weekend, or just a place to watch the game. Another place that is fantastic, that is gosloppyjoes.com. Right there, Sloppy Joe's Saloon and Spoon on Hubertus in Hubertus. Some really, really great people there. Aaron Rodgers asked, as a kid growing up in Chico, California, did he ever dream about playing against the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl?
I usually dreamed about playing for the 49ers as a kid. But obviously that thing passed a long time ago. But I do remember some great games over the years between the Niners and the Packers, and a couple in this situation, I think. Just one. Thanks. Just one.
There you go. Just one. Asked what makes it so hard to win these kind of playoff games, specifically on the road.
Well, it just makes it a little bit harder with the crowd, obviously, and the lack of communication, the issue that presents. So Yeah, you got to be good. We've played in tough environments on the road, though. I mean, you think about all the three places that we played. Obviously, Chicago was loud and intense, and Seattle was, you know, was and is one of the toughest places to play. And obviously, Atlanta in 16 was rocking. So we expect a loud environment. There's a lot of us who played in these type of games before, which helps from experience. But, you know, we got to start faster than we did early in the season and take care of the football.
So Aaron Rodgers gets a note from the from the media at the podium. And they said, you know, hey, how do you react to a lot of the younger guys now? I remember Rodgers was one of these younger guys a while back. But how do you react to these younger guys that say they would like to send you to your second career Super Bowl?
Well, I haven't really heard a lot of that, but I do appreciate that. There is a feeling, I think, when you're younger and there's some older guys in the squad who are on the back half of their career, you know, wanting to make them get that ring for them. I know when I was playing in the first one, you know, I know how much it meant to Charles to get one, and Donald Driver and Ryan Pickett and Howard Green and some of the older guys we had on the squad, Chad Clifton, Scotty Wells. It was important to get that for those guys because just how much I knew it meant to them late in their career.
He was asked about Devontae Adams, and he said he was asked specifically, you know, hey, out of all the guys that have really gotten better this season, is Devontae Adams the most improved player?
For him, it's just about recall. You know, I think being able to recall certain things that have happened throughout his career very quickly, and I think that's something you have to work on. It's a mental skill that you can stretch your mind in a way through visualization or memorization of certain events and plays and concepts that he can recall very quickly, because he's made certain plays throughout the year where him and I have had conversations either on the sidelines or in the locker room after the game, and he will bring up certain plays from previous games or previous years. And I don't think he's done as much of that over the years. He really hasn't. Whether he's working on that through some sort of mental training or just realizing how important that is to improving, I think that's been one part of his game that's definitely changed. And like I said, after the game, you know, Jordy and I used to have conversations like that all the time in the locker room, you know, on game day and on other days of the week, you know, about certain things that happened at certain times over our careers playing together. And being able to recall those things in the moment is how you can really get on the same page. And he's made a number of plays this season that have been just plays that really show how connected we are. And I think a lot of that is due to his recall.
And then in the last game, the last matchup between these two teams, remember Brian Bulaga left the game early with an injury. He had Devontae. He obviously had some early penalties in this contest. Does he feel offensively, the O-line right now, is this stronger?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident in the line. I think they've done a nice job this season. It's been important that they've pretty much stayed healthy. You know, obviously Brian's met out a couple times, but, you know, they've started all the games together. I feel good about our backups, Alex, Jared, and Lucas. You know, if they need to step in, have all played and done well. Jared, you know, has obviously played a lot of football and stepped in and did a really nice job Sunday night. But feel good about Lucas as well on any of the interior three positions if we need him.
I know he said Lucas, Alex, and Jared, but he didn't at the very end there mention Alex, because Alex had a terrible game. Alex Light had a terrible game out there in San Francisco last time out. He was also asked, does scripting the first 15 plays in a game help him and the offensive line a lot more?
I think it's both, Spoon. I think it's feeling great about certain plays early on, and then being able to react quickly to differences that we might see early on based on stuff that we may have seen on film and expected. And I think that's what Matt did a great job of on Sunday. And I know his staff really helps him with this, but the adjustments, you know, I think we made really good in-game adjustments, especially early on as we saw some things that were a little different maybe on film. Than what we saw in the first couple drives. I thought Matt did a good job of adjusting there, especially in the second quarter, and getting us going. So we're gonna have to do that as quickly as possible on Sunday.
Also, he was asked, how good of a job has Brian Gutekunst done in bringing in playmakers like, you know, Tyler Irvin or even, you know, the offensive tackle Jared Veld here?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. I think he deserves a lot of credit, him and his staff. I think he would probably tell you it's not just one man. You know, I think his staff has done a great job of finding that talent. I knew they had eyes on a number of players, and Tyler was one of them because I was talking to Milt and John Eric the other day, you know, just tell him what a great pickup I thought that was, and they said, yeah, we kind of had eyes on him for a while, and he's made a huge difference for us. And then to be able to get Jared, who was at our first game, you know, in the stands, playing in the playoffs, pretty special. There's been a lot of great pickups, but I think I said it's my locker a few weeks ago. You know, the big name ones have been fantastic, but it's the kind of the other ones that have been kind of the glue pieces. I feel like bringing Mercedes back, I think, was a super underrated move that has really helped our run game and our locker room with the leadership. Tremont, you know, the pickup a couple years ago was important, and keeping him on the roster, how important he's been, you know, from a leadership standpoint, from a playing standpoint, I think really important for that. Re-signing Lucas Patrick, you know, who's been so valuable for us as a super competent backup center and backup interior guy. It's little things like that I think really make this thing go.
So there you go, Aaron Rodgers giving you his thoughts, getting you ready for the NFC Championship game coming up this weekend. 5:40 is the kick time out at Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium against the 49ers. You have got coming up next, Ben Fennell. He is going to be joining us. We caught up with him. He said, hey, can we do it right after the top of the hour? So you bet. Ben Fennell, film analyst for ESPN and the NFL Network. He is going to join us and break down the film between these two teams. Coming up next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.